Raising a Beloved Nation, Ho'olu Lahui Aloha, is the focus of the 9-member Office of Hawaiian Affairs Board of Trustees. The enrollment of 125,000 Native Hawaiians by the Rolls Commission was completed last month, and Trustee Rowena Akana would like to educate the public about the process.
A lot of people are confused about a political relationship that we want to establish with the United States, which is one track, and nation building, and they've got it all mixed up. We don't want that confusion because that's what's helping to attack and get people upset with us. So we need to fix it before we go forward.
But Trustee Haunani Apoliona says the effort should not be held up by OHA for educational purposes and should advance to the next step in the nation-building process.
We should be moving through the elections process and put that all on the table as part of the convention and OHA. It is within the realm of the OHA that many of these issues, pros and cons, up and down, clarifications, seems to me that's where our energy should be placed at this point.
The answer, according to former trustee Walter Riddy, is for OHA to provide guidance and keep the effort on a steady yet flexible course.
The process is just as important as the end result. So thinking that the OHA is going to solve all the problems, I think that's not going to be the case. I think we need to solve things as we go along. Yeah, we need more education, and we're pretty much up to here with education. But I think that's critical. If we're going to build a nation that is pono.
Following the discussion, OHA Board of Trustees Chairperson Colette Machado says the upcoming June 24th meeting will be critical in terms of providing direction for the nation-building effort.
There is a viable opportunity for Native Hawaiians now to conduct a legitimate election. Right now, there's a recommendation to extend it another 9 months, which would take us to July of 2015. And for people that have been waiting a lifetime, that seems insignificant.
Machado says the Board of Trustees will vote on that timeline and also provide more specific guidance on educational projects going forward. OHA Chief Executive Officer Kamanaʻopono Crabb says a lot has happened in the last 2 months, including outreach and discussions with all stakeholders. Crabb says his staff is ready to support whatever decision is made June 24th.
We, the administration, community engagement, we are ready with work plans. And those plans are very flexible with respect to community outreach, education, and the elections process. You know, if we extend 6 months to 9 months or even greater, there's no reason why we cannot implement.
The state legislature appropriated $3.9 million for OHA to underwrite the collection of a base roll, the election of delegates, and the development of a Native Hawaiian governing document. Wayne Yoshioka, HBR News.